Passing through a meadow, young John did Joni meet, like the youthful Queen of May in her summer's robes complete. With a calm to the ground, he replied, since I have found so fit a season 'tis, but reason our comforts should be crowned. Long I have loved thee, I must confess, but ne'er could find a time love my kindness to express. For sure it is well known, my heart is thine alone. Ah, never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. John, I fear you flatter, as many more has done, for young bachelors we see after many damsels run. I by true experience find that they waver with the wind. New change of faces and embraces pleases best their mind. Therefore, I pray you now let me go. But Johnny, he replied, I will never serve thee so, for sure it is well known, my heart is thine alone. Ah, oh, never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. Love, thou shalt be married, and be a virtuous bride, and I'll give thee gloves and rings with 20 things beside. For the pleasures of the night shall my dearest love delight. Then sit down by me, don't deny me for thy beauty bright. I do admire, and ever shall, till now I ne'er beheld one so proper, straight and tall. Since we are here alone, the truth I will make known. I'll never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. If you will believe me, in troth I am too young, therefore tempt me now no more with your deluding tongue. Oh, your kissing, John, forbear, lest you draw me in a snare. Your talk of wedding and of bedding makes me blush, I swear. What if my mother should chance to know that in the silent mead I was kissed and courted so? Quoth Johnny, it is all one, to her I'd make it known. Ah, never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. John, why will you marry now, while the times are hard? Should we be poor and needy, pray whom will us regard? We must think upon that state now before it is too late. For should we marry and miscarry, then will our grief be great. Therefore I'd have you yet longer stay. But Johnny, he replied, he would wed without delay. Quoth he, it is well known, my heart is thine own. Ah, never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. Never fear to venture, or in the least be sad, for my grandsir died of late, and left me all he had. There's a farm which now I keep, with a herd and flock of sheep. With other treasure out of measure thou shalt comforts reap, for I'll maintain thee gallant and gay. Therefore, my dearest, now let's appoint our wedding day, to join our hearts in one, for thou art mine alone. Ah, never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan. Thou shalt mind the dairy, and I the happy farm. I will keep thee men and maids, I hope that is no harm. Thou shalt feed on roast and boiled, and I'll get my dear with child, which will be pleasure out of measure. Joan at this she smiled, for she delighted in living well. Therefore said she, sweet John, now the naked truth to tell. If you'll be mine alone, and join our hearts in one, I'll never, never sever, sever, but be thy sweet Joan. There is none I honour above my true love, John. On my conscience thou wilt prove a right honest man. We'll be married, let me see, about Thursday next, that we, without delaying, foolish staying never pleases me. Now I admire the charming bliss. Then Johnny, he replied, with a tender loving kiss, 'Tis thee I love alone, our hearts will join in one, and never, never sever, sever from my loving Joan.